racetrack, and he would love to get there first this afternoon. Goes right to the bumper of Austin Hill. Can't make anything work. They get single file down the backstretch here at Dover. That's the way they run into turn at number three. Behind Creed is William Sawalek.
With 94 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway.
Got a car in trouble here down the backstretch. Looks like it is William Sawalek. He's not under power. Now he's trying to get to the bottom of the racetrack. Make that Nick Sanchez is headed to the pit road.
Also on the pit lane, Ross Chastain, he's got a problem as well. And this all happening with 93 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200.
Rain bearing down here on Dover Motor Speedway just a couple of miles away. Connor Zilich out front with the lead, but he's being chased down by Brandon Jones.
Jones has got a great race car this afternoon. All those Joe Gibbs cars have been great. Right now, though, Chevy's got the lead up front. Jones works under the bridge off of turn number two down the back stretch to the bottom of the racetrack. Connor Zilich only four car lengths ahead.
Let's get an update from Heather DeBow.
And Nick Sanchez on pit road right now. He came over the radio and said he completely lost power steering. His crew chief, Patrick Donahue, asked him how bad was it. He said it completely locked up going into two. So right now the team opening the hood to try and diagnose the issue for the 48.
Thank you very much, Heather. Really tough luck for Nick Sanchez, the Atlanta race-winning team. They're playoffs bound. Ross Chastain's car still stranded on pit road right now with a lot of work happening to that number nine.
And he is now about to fall three laps down, and so Chastain had some sort of vibration, but it wasn't simply the tire because he is still there on pit lane.
Yeah, very tough for him. So here we are. We have now completed 110 laps. This could be an official race. Connor Zilich leading Brandon Jones now by nearly half a second. Up in third is Eric Almirola. Fourth, we have Justin Allgaier. Fifth is Jesse Love. In sixth, Ryan Sieg. Seventh now, working his way back up, we have Taylor Gray. Behind Taylor Gray is Sheldon Creed and Mark. That's where we start to see a battle with Christian Eckes on the move behind Austin Hill.
Austin Hill is currently holding on to the 10th spot. Eckes is there. Harrison Burton also trying to creep into that battle. Matt DiBenedetto.
Christian Eckes has done a great job this afternoon with his car. It's really come to life here lately. Door to door, that's the way he runs against Austin Hill. Put Harrison Burton right in the middle of that one as well. Great battle all four.
Brett McMillan's been covering Ross Chastain. What's going on with the number nine, Brett?
Ross is done for the day. They got a rear gear issue, and he's got to throw around the track and into the garage area.
So Ross Chastain will get credit for last place. He'll finish 38th this afternoon in the Bet Rivers 200. He started the race thinking maybe he could be the seventh different winner for Junior Motorsports, and it winds up on the exact opposite part of the page that he would like to see when he looks at the finishing order.
Yeah, really tough luck for Ross Chastain, but now we've got lap traffic being caught. Josh Palicki has been caught once again by Connor Zilich, and Mark, I think this has been about the only weakness for Connor Zilich since the start of stage number two, and that is lap traffic as Brandon Jones is continuing to chase.
On the plus side, right now, Pat, he's got clear racetrack, at least for a few more laps.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. Zilich has done a good job with that lap traffic, but against some veterans like Jones, has got a lot more laps here. Almirola got a lot more laps here. I mean, Zilich is still doing a great job. Right now, though, Brandon Jones closes it down to about eight car lengths off the back.
Now, when you look at Eric Almirola in third, it looks like his car is a great long-run car, and every time he has crept to the front, the stage is ended at, 45 laps in. So we'll have to see if this very long stage number three plays to his strength.
And Mark, I can't imagine there's going to be a crew chief short pit any one of their cars here today. With the potential for rain to shorten this race, we now have 115 complete of 200. Connor Zilich continues to lead here at Dover Motor Speedway.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max. We'll be right back.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Dover Motor Speedway, Mark Garrell alongside Brad Gilley. Our turn announcer is Pat Patterson on pit road. We've got Heather DeBow and Brett McMillan. At this point, we've got 79 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200.
And right now, the battle in the top 10 that we're watching, Taylor Gray is on the move. He is now behind Ryan Sieg by two car lengths into one.
Yeah, doing a good job this afternoon. Taylor Gray bouncing back from adversity after sitting on the pole, as you said, as he works down off of turn number two. He is in a good, tight battle as he tries to catch up right now to Ryan Sieg, just now all four.
Taylor Gray has had plenty of speed, but he lost 14 positions at the end of stage one on pit road. He lost two or three more in stage two.
Yeah, and he's showing a lot of speed here at Joe Gibbs Racing in this Xfinity car. Next week, they'll be a bit handicapped in that they lost their pit stall selection after failing pre-race inspection twice here at Dover. They came back. They won the pole for this race, won stage number one, as Pat had mentioned. They had a problem with the car dropping on the hose on the right side after making that stage one tire change. But, again, this is a fast Toyota Supra.
Let's reset this race for you if you're just tuning in. We've had only two cautions at the end of stage one and stage two. We've had no caution for anything else here this afternoon. Connor Zilich won stage number two. Taylor Gray won the opening stage. Zilich now has led the most laps, 67 to Gray's 49. Brandon Jones has led five. Kyle Sieg has led three. They are the only lap leader so far here this afternoon. The man who's moved farthest up front, Justin Allgaier, started 37th after he had a problem and bounced off the wall in turn four during his qualifying run. He's up 33 positions to that fourth spot. Christian Eckes has improved 19 spots, and Ryan Truex is up 12. Truex again trying to win here for the third straight time. He said he dominated 2 years ago. He said he stole it last year. If he wins this race, what is that, Houdini? I mean, is that some kind of trick?
Yeah, I it could be. Our race leader has caught some serious lap traffic. Connor Zilich now working his way across the front straightaway into turn number one. It's about to get tough for him, Pat.
Yeah, Zilich is going to have to negotiate a lot of traffic here. It's down at the bottom of the racetrack. That's where he'll ride, make his way around Garrett Smithley. Now down the back stretch, he brings his car. He's got two or three cars that he should get pretty quickly. Kaz Grala right in front of him under no obligation to get out of the way, and he doesn't as they work off of turn four.
Kaz Grala is now trying to hold on to the lead lap. Not going to happen. Here is Zilich around the outside as they work the banking.
Brandon Jones has got the same task to get through this lap traffic, and Zilich gets around a couple of slower cars. Now works underneath the bridge, down the back stretch. Zilich able to get out in front. Behind him, though, it is a roadblock for the guy running second. And guess what? The guy running third, Eric Almirola, is there.
Brandon Jones had to go to the outside safer barrier. That battle between Blaine Perkins and Kaz Grala is side by side. Eric Almirola trying to take advantage of it now into one.
Really dicey move. It's a battle for the second spot on the racetrack. They come off of turn number two. Almirola is there, and Brandon Jones has got to defend against his teammate. Zilich all the way up here midway through three and four.
So Almirola was able to pick up some ground on Brandon Jones, but they lost ground to leader Connor Zilich. Here's Zilich across the stripe, 70 laps to go. Almirola now going after the second spot. He drives to the bottom in one.
19 car, Almirola easily is going to take that spot away from Brandon Jones and go hunt the leader. He knows that weather might be in this area, and he's got to go try to catch up to the leader. Here's Zilich midway through three and four.
Connor Zilich leading 69 laps to go as the rain gets closer here at Dover Motor Speedway. That battle for second has now started to stretch out after Eric Almirola got around Brandon Jones.
Yeah, Almirola has got the spot. Brandon Jones now has got a mirror full of Justin Allgaier in the number seven Chevy. He's stalking Jones now, wants that spot. That battle goes down the backstretch. Here comes Allgaier, and now the caution light has come on as sprinkles begin to hit the grandstands up where I'm at this afternoon. Caution here at Dover Motor Speedway.
So the yellow flag is now taken by leader Connor Zilich. Eric Almirola just moved into second place, and you got to wonder if this race doesn't restart, and we hope it's just a sprinkle so that we can get going again. But it's been close but no cigar all day for Eric Almirola. He finished second in stage one, finished second in stage two. If the rains stay like it is, guess where he's going to finish? In second place.
Connor Zilich is the leader here at Dover Motor Speedway under caution for some rain that has started falling here. 68 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just a night race. It's Bristol, baby.
Under caution for rain here at Dover Motor Speedway. We'll come back, give you a full field rundown with now 67 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
We're back at Dover Motor Speedway with 66 laps to go in the Bet Rivers 200. The next time by, 65 to go as the cars cross the start-finish line. They'll be doing that on pit lane.
Yes, they will. So let's give you a full field rundown. Connor Zilich is the leader of the Bet Rivers 200. Eric Almirola runs second. Brandon Jones is third. Fourth is Justin Allgaier. Fifth, Jesse Love. Ryan Sieg is sixth. Taylor Gray, seventh. Sheldon Creed is eighth. William Sawalich is ninth. Tenth is Christian Eckes.
Harrison Burton, 11th. 12th, Sam Mayer. Austin Hill, 13th. Matt DiBenedetto, 14th. 15th is Carson Quapple. 16th, Dean Thompson. Jake Finch, 17th. 18th, Ryan Truex. Parker Retzlaff, 19th. 20th is Jeb Burton.
Daniel Dye runs 21st. 22nd is Rajah Caruth. Anthony Alfredo, 23rd. 24th is Sammy Smith. Brennan Poole, 25th. Jeremy Clements, 26th. 27th, Josh Williams. LeVar Scott is 28th. 29th, Leland Honeyman. And Ryan Ellis is 30th.
Kaz Grala, 31st. Blaine Perkins, 32nd. Nick Lights, 33rd. 34th, Josh Balicki. Garrett Smithley, 35th. Kyle Sieg, 36th. Nick Sanchez is off the racetrack. He'll be scored 37th. Ross Chastain, first car out today, had some kind of rear gear problem. Chastain will get last place, 38th.
So just to set the stage of where we are, before this race started, Dover Motor Speedway does not have lights. In a track without lights, NASCAR now has a new system where they say 8:10 is the cutoff point for a race. And what would happen if we were still under competition with laps to go? When 8:10 hits, the next time by, the leader's going to take the white flag, then they'll take the checkered flag. That also comes into play with rain. If this track gets completely lost due to the rain, they know exactly what the last time is. Right now it's 6:14 here at Dover Motor Speedway. The other part of it, Mark, we've been watching the radar. What popped up is one little ball of a cell has now turned into a string line of a cell that could be here for a little while.
The bottom line is right now it's very light, so the chance to race again, well, it's not bad. However, we get hit any heavier and we completely lose the racetrack, I think that's going to be it, because, again, it would just take a while to get this track dry again.
Yeah, at this point, and you learn things from NASCAR that seem very optimistic, they're keeping the drivers in their cars at this point. We have an Elgin Sweeper out there on the racetrack. Right now, they have not deployed any of the other track drying equipment. The Elgin Sweeper really out there to pick up all the marbles on the racetrack.
Pat Patterson is up there in turn number three. Pat, the track's starting to really get – oh, Pat's not there anymore. All right. Well, the track's getting black, getting darker in turns three and four. It's no longer as – what did he call it? As gray as Uncle Chick's beard.
As gray as Uncle Chick. Yeah, the biggest indicator for us visually, Pat keeps talking about the bridges overhead here. There's one in turn number two with the Bet Rivers logo. There's another heading into turn number three with the Exalta logo. Under that bridge, the one in turn number three, it sort of shields the rain, and it stays dry right under that bridge. Even earlier today when it rained out, cup practice and qualifying, to me that's the best indicator, because then you can see the contrast in the Uncle Chick's beard gray racetrack that's dry and then the racetrack that darkens up when it becomes wet.
So this makes things kind of interesting right now. Connor Zilich is basically rain, baby, rain, although he's had a very fast race car and has to feel fairly confident. Once we drop the green flag, he can hold on. But Eric Almirola has stalked the leader of this race. First in stage one, Taylor Gray, then Connor Zilich. He is finished second again in both stages. He's currently riding second. His car, when you look at the lap times, very good long run car. So we had, if we went as scheduled, 110 laps to go in stage number three. We had 45 in the first two stages. I thought that was going to play to Eric's strength. Doesn't look like he'll get a chance to prove it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. Looking out to our left, that's where the spotter stand is. A lot of the spotters came down because rain did come down. Right now I'm not seeing any rain hit the roof of the suites here at Dover, and a lot of spotters are staying out there. Looking down at the trackside, Mark, I don't see really many umbrellas at all.
The NASCAR officials are still here. So if they're still here, we still got a chance.
Yeah, that is very true. Now, a couple things we do know. Should this race green flag again? This is where it really comes into play. Do you want to pit or do you not? If you pit, you can make it to the end of this race on Sunoco fuel. If you think some more weather could come in shortly after a restart, maybe you stay out. Maybe you take advantage. I hate to use Kyle Sagan as an example of older tires versus newer tires. He wasn't really running with the leaders before he stayed out and led the restart on lap number two. In fact, I'm kind of surprised we didn't have a caution come out as quickly as he was dropping back in the field. But, you know, maybe if you're one of these drivers, maybe if you're a Sheldon Creed, it's a good opportunity to try and grab your first win.
Yeah, you have a car that's fairly competitive. You might be able to sneak it that way. Kyle Sieg, man, he restarted on the inside of row number one at the beginning of that first stage. And, I mean, he was gobbled up by 12, 13 cars by the time he got to turn two. He got in the middle of the racetrack, and they were going by him so fast. I don't know what your spotter tells you at that point, except hold your line, because they were flying by outside and inside of Kyle Sieg.
All right, drivers are getting out of their cars. We have Brett McMillan and Heather Debo down there. They'll talk to whomever they can when they have the opportunity to do that. Connor Zilich leading this race, and you know, for him, over the last few weeks, we've had a handful of road races with the Chicago Street Course in Sonoma. We've talked primarily about two names, Connor Zilich and Shane Van Gisbergen. Shane Van Gisbergen, among the four races there between Xfinity and Cup, won three of them and finished runner-up in the fourth one. That one was won by Connor Zilich. Connor Zilich was the runner-up in the Xfinity race at Chicago and the winner at Sonoma Raceway. And a lot of people talk about, oh, yeah, Connor Zilich likely is going to come up next year, and boy, he's a great road racer. Connor Zilich is a great racer, period. He can win on ovals just as much as he can on road courses.
Well, we've been dominated lately by road courses, but if he winds up winning this race, that'll be eight straight races, top five for Connor Zilich, with wins at Pocono, Sonoma, and Dover. So if we get rain, we don't restart this race, that will give him three wins, three runner-ups, a fourth place and a fifth place the last eight races. Yeah, we've been dominated by short tracks lately, but there's a bunch of oval tracks in between all that as well. Connor Zilich has made a big-time move since he was injured, had to lay out a race. Since then, he has been on fire. And if I'm Justin Allgaier, I'm looking over my shoulder in that regular season championship.
Speaking of Justin Allgaier, Heather Debo.
Yes, we're here with him now, and he's currently listed in that fourth spot. But you guys came from the rear up to the top 10 in that first stage. How fast is this number seven? And you commended your team on the hard work they did to get this car ready after you hit the wall in qualifying.
Yeah, it's a team effort. I mean, to take a car that hit the wall as hard as it did in qualifying and to be able to get it squared away and back on the racetrack and to do such a good job. You know, everybody on the seven team and really everybody at Junior Motorsports did an amazing job getting this logistics Chevrolet back going again. Obviously, would love to be three spots better than we are right now. But to come from the back of the field, to score stage points in that first stage, and then to have the pit stops that we've had on pit road all day, just, you know, it's a solid day for us. And I hated that the rain's out. I feel like our strength was on the long run, especially the end of that first run was where we really came to life. And just managing the traffic today has been really, really difficult, you know, and probably more difficult than it's ever been here. So proud of our team, proud of the effort. I don't know if we're as fast as Xfinity Mobile, but we're close, and we're going to keep digging away if this rain goes away. And if not, you know, Connor's done a great job to get himself up there and hopefully get at least a Junior Motorsports Chevrolet in victory lane.
All right, that's a nice effort so far today for Justin Allgaier in that 17, Brett McMillan.
Here with Brandon Jones. I walked up. I said, you're this close. He said, I told you the free race we'd be good. You are good, man. You're sitting in third right now. I know you'd love to get this thing going again.
Yeah, for sure. I think we still got potential left and maybe even one more stop to make right and to keep continuing to work on our number 20 Toyota GR Supra. So, yeah, clean air is big. You know, I want to try to get the lead. I've had a couple shots at it here as of late on these restarts, and 88 takes off just maybe a hair better, and then we equal out to, if not, we're just a little bit better at the end. But difficult track to pass. Like I told you, I wasn't sure what kind of racetrack we were going to have this afternoon, if it was going to be a really easy one to drive around people or if it was going to be difficult, and it has moved around some. We have used the third lane a little bit today, but just, man, hard to get a run onto people, and then you've got the 19 and guys that are fast behind you, you know, trying to take your lines away. So just got to be really smart and tactical today about your, you know, moving around and making the moves that you want to. But I've been really proud of our guys. We haven't had really any slip-ups all day today. We've been really solid on pit road and been making up a lot of pit stops, a lot of ground there. And so, yeah, I hope we get going back. I like where we're sitting currently, being inside the top three.
Why is it so tough? I hear a lot of guys asking for rear grip today. I need help with rear grip. Why is it so hard to get that here?
It's got to be this hot, slick conditions that we've got. The track is taking a lot of rubber like I predicted it kind of too. And so I think you're hearing a lot of guys just talk about the rubber and what it's doing to their race car. Some of it has to do with balance a little bit as well. But you have to be so disciplined on wrapping the bottom here and actually getting your tires out of that rubber. And so it's not an easy thing to do. There's a really small, thin line of clean track, and then the rest of it's all black, you know. So it's the hardest line to hit, but when you do it, you feel like you did it right.
All right, good luck. Hope you guys get going again. That's Brandon Jones sitting there in third place right now. Let's go over to Heather DeBoe.
And sitting in the spot that everyone wants to be in when the weather comes is Connor Zilich. He's the leader here. He's looking at the radar. Are you a good weatherman, or are you trying to do your rain dance right now?
No, they pay me to drive race cars for a reason. I was not born to be a meteorologist, so I'm going to let the smarter people tell me what the weather's going to do. But anyways, our Carolina Carport Chevrolet is as fast as Xfinity Mobile, and it's been like that for the last 2 or 3 months now. And we've been getting some good results lately, and it feels good to go to the racetrack every week and know that we're going to be competitive, even if we miss it a little bit. You know, I wasn't very good in the first stage, but to not be very good and still run, you know, fourth in stage one was good. We made the right adjustments, and, you know, I was able to capitalize on a restart and get us to the front there. So still a long way to go. If we get back going, hopefully we do. I want to be able to beat these guys fair and square, and, you know, I think we all deserve the chance to finish these last 66 laps.
You mentioned not being perfect in stage one. A lot of guys talking about rear grip. What were you struggling with that you made adjustments to help with?
Yeah, I was very loose and just kind of struggled with it all stage long. And you know, that kind of was my biggest problem. And we made adjustments, and I think the track maybe tightened up a little bit, and we got the car a little better, and I feel like we were really good there in stage two. So, yeah, we fired off good in stage three and feel like we have a good car right now, but we'll see what this weather does to change the racetrack. Hopefully it doesn't go back to how it started.
All right, Connor Zilich, hoping that the rain goes away. He's a driver, and he wants to get out there and actually earn this victory here today, guys.
He's from a cool place in Georgia, Talking Rock. Talking Rock, Georgia. And Connor, of course, 18 years old. He sounds like a veteran, but he's basically 18 years old. And if he doesn't have to restart this race, wins this race, look at the things that he's doing. So he set a record, youngest guy ever to win an Xfinity Series road racing pole, youngest guy ever to win an Xfinity Series road race, youngest guy to ever get, this would be four wins, and he's the youngest guy to ever have a consecutive top five string of five or more top fives. And if he wins this race today, that'll be eight in a row for that teenager.
Got a lot of career in front of him for sure. Well, speaking of Georgia drivers, let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And here with Ryan Sieg, sixth place right now. You guys have needed this badly. This is did you put your socks on a different order to change your luck this week or something?
No, same, you know what I mean? Same as usual. We just haven't, you know what I mean? It's got a lot of pressure on us, but we just keep doing what we need to do. And just had some bad luck the past 3 weeks, really. But no, it's nice to run where we think we need to run or where we should be running, and to have execute all day is good. So feeling good right now. This is what we needed. So I don't know what I figured. We had a fifth place car. We just lost some spots on pit road. We got back to sixth here, but you know, you always want a top five. But a great turnaround for what we've been needing. So great day for SIAPS and Ford. So excited to, I don't know what I want to do. I want to probably get back racing, but
I was going to say, you want to get back racing, and if you do, when you do, what do you need to do to get that fifth top five or to move up even a couple more places?
Yeah, no, right now we're too loose. We made an adjustment. The last run there, we got too tight at the end, and just we made an adjustment. Now we're just a smidge too loose. It's finicky, you know what I mean, at this concrete. So, We've hung with it and stayed with it most of the day. Just pit crew just gets you behind, and then you get held up in traffic. Just sucks. But we have a car almost as fast as Xfinity Mobile, but ready to keep this thing going, get some momentum going. We've just, everybody has been down, just frustrated. So it's a good turnaround now. So great day.
You guys feel like you can kind of ride this momentum the next few weeks and get yourself back in the playoff picture?
Yeah, no, I think we can. We got some good tracks coming up. We were just trying to manage some of those, you know what I mean? You got some wild card races with the two road courses in Atlanta, so I think we can. We get Indy, we ran really good last year, and here we were good, just had circumstance last year, so we had speed. And it shows again, we came with pretty much what we had last year, so I think we can have some good races coming up, and hopefully, if not, get a win.
All right, good luck rest of the way.
Thanks.
That's Ryan Sieg. Let's go to Heather DeBoe.
And Austin Hill here debriefing with his team about what's the handling and things going for your car so far. I know I heard you saying you couldn't quite lean on the right rear. Is that the main issue for you, and what else are you struggling with?
Well, we were just sitting here talking about our Titan Wrist Solution Chevrolet. Stage one, I was tight for the most part. Just felt like as the run went, I would slide the fronts and just kind of waiting on it. I could move around, but I just couldn't make really good speed. So we freed up there in stage two, and Fired off the best it had all day. It was really, really good for a while. And then I'd say the last 10 laps, I kind of actually started losing a little bit of right rear grip. So we came in that last stop, did an adjustment again, and it was just some air adjustment stuff. And when I fired back off there in like 6th or 7th, whatever it was, our car just didn't go for some reason. And had nothing to lean on with the rears, just was sliding around a lot. It felt like the tires just were real squishy. So, yeah, we're kind of scratching our heads a little bit on what we need if we go back racing here, because we thought that we had maybe a top 7-8 place car, and then we fired off there on that last run, and we were a 15th place car. So, yeah, we're a little confused right now, but hopefully this all clears up and we can go back racing, because I think we're going to finish better than where we are. We just got to take that back out, what we did, and do something different.
All right, that's Austin Hill chasing the balance with his team here, Brett.
Eric Almirola here. I tell you, you've had a great car at the end of every stage. You just need to start that big run a little bit earlier, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we need track position. I feel like our cars are pretty evenly matched. I feel like my car goes through traffic a little better than his, but I just start too far back. I give him a head start. So, yeah. I think if we can come down pit road and leave with them, and I can restart on the front row with them, we might have a shot at it.
I know you've been asking for some rear grip, but I know it's that balance. You said I can't be any tighter, but I still want some rear grip. How difficult is it to find that balance?
It is difficult. It's really difficult. You gotta make sure your car's turning good. But if you're loose, it's a long day here at Dover chasing it. So. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like our balance is honestly really close. I don't want much. I just am searching for a little bit here and there.
That's Eric Almirola sitting in the runner-up spot right now. Let's go back to Heather DeBoe.
And Sam Mayer currently running in the 12th position. We were just talking about the games that were being played at Dover Casino over there, but let's talk about the games that are being played out on track. Do you feel like if we go back racing, you can get your car in a position to move up the standings in this race today?
Yeah, I'm praying that we can get this thing dried and rolling again, because I feel like our car is really coming alive. We did not start as fast as Xfinity Mobile, but this Autobel Ford Mustang got better each and every time we came down pit road and all the laps that we have today. So really proud of these guys. They've been putting in the work and in the effort to get this thing to where it needs to be. And it's been a long journey, and I hate to see it not get all the way to the end.
Now for this racetrack, where does it stand on for you as a driver if you like it or not? If you don't get the adjustments you need, you think you can muscle your way up there is basically what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, this place is one of the most fun, frustrating ovals that we go to. If your car's feeling great, you feel on top of the world, and it's your favorite place. But if you're struggling at all, you wish that this place would burn to the ground. But I think by the end of this race, I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do if we can get back going, because I think we'll be in a really good spot to salvage a good finish out of it, even more than where we already are at.
That's Sam Mayer looking to make something happen if or when we go green here momentarily.
You know, a few drivers ago, we talked to Ryan Sieg. This is his 386th Xfinity Series start, and he is yet to win. He's had some close calls, runner-up at Iowa in 2017, Talladega 2020, runner-up at Texas in just a frustratingly close finish. I think it was, what, 3/1000ths of a second that he lost that race. He's one of those guys I openly root for to win. I mean, he has just been hanging in there all these years, and he has a very quick car at times on the ovals and just had some terrible bad luck, as he talked about the last three races. I mentioned 30th, 38th, 35th are the finishes. So if he could finish top 10 today, begin the process of climbing again above the cut line, he'd surely take that, I believe, and run.
Yeah, and look, we all want to root for a good underdog story. This is where I really respect them with what they've done. Now, they're a good part of the Ford program over there in the Xfinity Series, and really the hub of the Ford program is with Haas Factory Teams and the two teammates in Sheldon Creed and Sam Mayer. But they, over at RSS Racing, are a big part of that, as well as the other teams that run the Blue Oval. Before they had any support from Ford, they were able to actually race their way into the playoffs. Then they get support from Ford, and you see them running better and better. The other thing about Ryan Sieg, We only talk about Ryan Sieg when they do well. We don't ever talk about Ryan Sieg in someone who's done crazy things on the racetrack, made major mistakes or anything like that. You know, if they've got a 12th place car, he's going to finish 12th in that car. If they've got a 5th place car, they're going to run top 5, maybe a little bit better. So I admire what they do and how hard they race.
He is certainly steady.
Yeah.
He runs an intelligent race. They're very steady. He's able to get the most out of his race car and doesn't make the kind of, you know, big gambles that can lead to wrecks and, you know, wrecking other guys. You never hear about all that. And just somebody you want to root for. I mean, honestly. And Ryan Sieg currently riding in the number 6 position. Again, if you just tuned in, we certainly hope not, because we've had a great race up until this rain delay. We're in stage 3, the third and final stage of the Bet Rivers 200. We're under the yellow and now red flag with 66 laps to go in this race, with Connor Zilich on pit road, not praying for rain, wanting to race again to prove he can beat them all the full distance, but he'll take it if we don't restart it.
Yeah, I just saw him sticking his tongue out toward the air thinking, where is the rain? So let's paint the picture. Jet trucks are now coming out onto the racetrack to try and drive this one-mile concrete track. There was a line of rain that was coming here. It hit us, and now some of it just missed us. If we look up over turn number 2, we see some Jacob's Ladders and some sun peeking behind the clouds. If we look beyond the back straightaway on the turn 2 side, we see rain falling down. The other part of this, if they want to drive the track, they have to do it quickly. 8:10 is our cutoff time here. There are no lights. It is 6:34 right now. It takes a while to dry. Let's go down to pit road and Heather DeBoe.
Well, we talked about him at the top of the show and throughout this race. LeVar Scott making his first start here in the Xfinity Series. So, LeVar, you've had a lot happen. You told me earlier that you want to learn. So what's one of the biggest things you've learned so far through today's race?
I need to work on my pit stops. Yeah. No, it's been a great race and kind of what I expected. We get to move around so much in these cars and make different lanes, different lines work. It's super fun, but we're running pretty good. Time messed up pit road, but I'm going to go back to work on that to be good. But we're still having a really good day, 28th right now for my debut. It's good, but I want to get some more positions before we're done here.
Definitely. You're still on the lead lap, but you have a lot of friends and family here, your mom, probably your cousin, all the guys that normally come with you to these ARCA races. How much does it mean to you to be here at Dover running at your home track for your debut?
It means everything to me, right? My goal was really to make the show and be somewhat competitive, and I think we're kind of overdoing that, right? Like, we're up there kind of racing. We're right around the 20th position, racing, moving around a lot, and qualified 22nd. So, like, we're definitely having a really good day, and I can't even really talk right now because I'm just happy and thankful to be here.
Definitely. You were very emotional earlier today when you found out that you qualified in for this race. After this race is done, what are you going to do to, like, make sure you take in all these emotions and really live in this moment?
Probably go get a big steak from somewhere. I want a steak right now really bad. But no, I'm definitely going to go hang out with the family and get good dinner somewhere and then rest up and then restart the weekend and go to IRP next week.
Well, great job so far. I know your team and Tommy Joe Martins are really proud of what you've done here today. And for those listeners at home, LeVar loves a good steak, so I was not shocked that he said that just now, guys.
All right, thank you very much. I like his first answer. What do you need to improve? Pit stops. I mean, speeding on pit road. I will give him a lot of credit. He was third quick in practice earlier, qualified right around 20th. This is his Xfinity Series debut. And being able to do it at a home track, he's from New Jersey, which is a border state here with the first state of Delaware. And he is running a respectable race, like one that should put a smile on his face.
Absolutely. And again, this is a race I kind of expected from him in this sense. I think they've run 9 ARCA Menards races. He's finished top 10 all 9. Hasn't won, but he's been steady Eddie throughout all those. And I thought we'd see that kind of steady race today. And we have. And how many young guys have we seen either speed on the pit road or speed off? It's been done before by a lot of young drivers, just getting used to the competitiveness of the pit stops, and you give it a little bit of extra gas trying to beat somebody into your stall or trying to beat them out. And so that's to be understood, and I think he's done a great job today. He's done what he's needed to do. He's currently being scored in the 28th position, first car, the last car on the lead lap. So he's done a great job.
He really has done a great job. The fascinating thing, the sun is peeking out of a little hole in the clouds, which is awesome. And one thing we know about racing, we will always find a way if there is a way. And this tells you, you know, even if it's a forecast at a racetrack, NASCAR is going to do everything they can to get every lap of a race in. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. I'm starting to feel some optimism.
Again, why do they do it? Race fans. They want to see the race fans get everything that they paid for, the full distance, and they're going to do their best to do that again this afternoon and this evening. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
And here with Jesse Love as the jet dryers go by. A solid run so far today, but I know you'd love to see this thing get going again.
Yeah, we've been pretty good. Kind of been on every side of the balance fence, kind of been loose, been tight, been everything in between. So I don't really know what I want my car to do different. For some reason, I just kind of swap balances a lot throughout the run. So, you know, I do think I can make something happen in clean air and maybe get a couple more. But, yeah, I feel optimistic about it. We get back going green. My picker has been on fire today. We've been able to pick up spots and then maintain them. Would like the top to come in a little bit better. I feel like my only chance of winning right now is if the top becomes dominant. Even with all the rubber laid down, the bottom's still kind of working really good.
How much of a learning curve is there on concrete versus asphalt where you're running most of the time?
I think concrete kind of fits my style a little bit better than asphalt does for whatever reason. I feel like just the ability to be in the gas more and kind of be more aggressive with your inputs helps me a little bit. But, yeah, I feel like I've kind of adapted naturally to it. But I love the concrete. Dover is my favorite racetrack that we come to every year. So hopefully we can get a better run.
All right, good luck rest of the way.
Thanks.
That's Jesse Love. Let's go over to Heather DeBoe.
Here now with William Sawalich, who's currently on the board in that ninth position. So, William, I've heard you kind of go back and forth on your handling throughout this race. What would you say is your biggest struggle?
I think we've been pretty decent all day. I mean, we've been running in the top 10 both stages, just fading a little bit on the long run, not being able to run that top groove above the rubber. Just been too tight on exit. I've been trying to work my corner around to make that better for myself and the team, but ours down gear GR Supra is as fast as Xfinity Mobile for the most part.
So when we go back green, what kind of aggression will we see out of you? Are you going to be up on the wheel? Because you just told me as a weatherman over here that there's more rain coming. So how aggressive are you going to get when we restart?
Yeah, I think everybody knows that. So everyone's going to be really up on the wheel. Elbows out. I mean, I've been horrible in these restarts. I don't know. We've just been too low in pressures. You just can't fire off. But once we get past that 3 or 4 lap point, we're just fine.
All right. Thank you, William. Good luck when we go back green.
So William Sawalich, again, we talked about in our pre-race show, he wins the ARCA Menards race at Sonoma. He comes right back with a strong run in the Xfinity race. This would be back-to-back top tens for William Sawalich, so that would certainly be good news for him. We spoke to Jesse Love before. I think sometimes we forget he's just barely started his Xfinity Series career. This kid's only 20 years old, and this year at this point, 1 win, 4 top 5, 12 top 10s in 19 races. And, of course, he won the season opening race at Daytona, so he's already locked into the playoff. And just one of those guys, again, that when we talk about Connor Zilich and we talk about William Sawalich, these are names we're hear about for a long time, and they're going to be here in the Xfinity Series for just a brief brief trip longer, and then on to the Cup Series they'll go.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun to watch the young talent come up as they continue to develop. Looking down at the racetrack, it's dry down here. The racetrack is still wet, especially up in 3 and 4 as we look at it right now. We have jet dryers out there. We still have weather in the area. Whether it comes all the way here to Dover Motor Speedway remains to be seen. They have a fair amount of drying. Now, we have 66 laps to go in this race, Mark. So if 8:10 is going to be the darkness cutoff here at Dover, if 8:10 is the darkness cutoff, they've already published that, then if we got to 7:40, let's say, you could reasonably restart this race and go the distance of the Bet Rivers 200 based on about 25-second lap times, considering having a couple of pace laps and different things like that.
So they've got 58 minutes, basically, to get this track dry to try to attempt to go the whole way. I think NASCAR will only restart the race if they feel like they can get the rest of the distance in.
Yeah, and I have a feeling even if the slightest sprinkle comes down and totally discolors this whole racetrack, because there are spots of it that you see it really lightening up, and as some of the jet trucks are going through, as some of the propane heaters are going around, you can start to see a drier line around the racetrack, but that's just a drier line around the racetrack. And they're going to continue the effort, which is one thing I truly love about this sport. It would be easy to say, okay, that's a complete race. Here's the trophy Connor Zilich, but no, it is not, and we're going to see what we can do to get this one to go the distance. Heather DeBow, what's happening on pit road?
Well, I just climbed up on top of the box to come talk to Taylor Gray, sitting here with his crew chief Jason Ratcliffe and engineer Manan Raman. So what are you guys chatting about here? I know that you guys have had a fast car, but you need a little bit more to get to the front once we go green.
Yeah, just talking about kind of, you know, strategy of what's going to happen here with the weather and things like that. So yeah, no, just I feel like we have a really fast operation here at GR Super, as fast as Xfinity Mobile. Just had some mishaps on pit road on stage one and got buried in a little bit of traffic, and just have been slowly working our way back up towards the front. So I feel like we definitely have a car capable of winning today. Just got to find that clean air again.
You mentioned that mishap on pit road. The hose got stuck under the right rear tire. For you as a driver, when those moments happen, what do you tell yourself to kind of remain focused and don't let it bother you, to shake it off and just keep pushing forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, right, you're not going to change the situation you're in. So just staying focused and staying locked in at the task at hand is important. I mean, you're not going to change what happened, and you're not going to change your circumstance unless you're going forward.
Now let's talk about playoffs. You guys gained a lot of points last week in Sonoma. You had a good plan when you had to start from the rear after an engine change. Once we go green again, do you think you can get up to the front and maybe win this race and lock into the playoffs if things go your way?
I do. I feel like we definitely have the car to do it, and we have the brains on top of the box to do it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Taylor, and have fun out there when we go green again.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather DeBow. We appreciate that. So while the track drawing happens, we are going to keep it here at the Monster Mile because we share in the enthusiasm and the optimism of pit road. But we've talked a lot about last year's race here. It ended under a green-white checker finish, and Ryan Truex was able to go back-to-back. Our production director, Kent Bernhardt, put together an awesome highlights package of what happened here last year at Dover. And here is that for you now.
Dover, are you ready to go racing? Drivers, start your...
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
A little cloudy, but we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're ready to turn them loose at the Monster Mile.
Pace car is on pit road, now to the start-finish line. Here's Brandon Jones. He takes the green flag, works his way to turn number one with a slight advantage on the outside of Brandon Jones.
They stay door-to-door right now. Now Jones shoots out in front. He's got a nice two-car lead off of turn at number four. The field is bunched up behind him. Here comes Brandon Jones. He rockets down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile.
Green flag is back out. Jones on the outside. Slight advantage over his teammate Justin Allgaier as they dive into turn one.
Allgaier now sticks a nose out and jumps out in front by a car length or two. Jones right behind him, being challenged on the bottom side. Here comes Justin Allgaier in the number seven, stretching it out by about five car lengths now. Into turn three he goes. Brandon Jones is there. Raleigh Hurst battles with him.
Allmendinger hugs the bottom of the racetrack. They'll be side by side on the exit of turn four. Gray will hold that spot, but Allmendinger also holds the car down on the bottom. They stay side by side all the way up, around up to turn two.
Yeah, this is the same group that Jesse Love is racing in. Now Allmendinger gets loose. Woo, that was a real close call for A.J. Allmendinger. Holds on to the position. He'll lose one spot to Cole Custer, but he almost went sideways. Oh, and we got a car that's collected the wall for just a second there. I'm sorry. Yes, and it hit into exit turn number two and is on fire.
That car, again, smoke, and we have a driver jumping out of the car. That is the SIAPS driver. I see
it's going to be Ryan Sieg, Mark.
Yeah, I believe so. You see him struggling to catch his breath just a bit. A lot of smoke, a lot of fire in that race car, but he is able to get out of the car and walk under his own power.
And guys, it was impossible to see him when I turned and looked down from my position. That it looked like just a fireball coming at me off of turn number two.
I'm at the infield care center with Ryan Sieg. Ryan, your car bursting into flames. Did you have any warning there?
No, not at all. Like,
It's like I saw a little bit into one, like some orangeness under, like in the crush panel, and then by two or in the middle of one, two, it's like it's on fire and get out. But no indication. Just sucks because we had a pretty good car, and I was just riding right there. And to come out of here on fire now just killed all of our momentum that we had going. Just gonna turn it around and move on to Darlington.
Green flag is back out on the inside. Allgaier gets a big jump. Brandon Jones tries to scramble back to his outside.
Jesse Love is in really good shape right now, but you get back there around where Josh Williams and Justin Allgaier are racing, and it's backed up two by two, about four rows deep, Pat Patterson. It's a exit turn two.
Yeah, it's a mess. Here comes Allgaier. He's going to get clear of this, I think, but Josh Williams holds him off right behind him. A whole snarling pack of cars that you just talked about. A.J. Allmendinger's in the middle of that with Sammy Smith as well.
Brandon Jones is trying to get his car down to the bottom of the racetrack, but no place to go. Sammy Smith just got by him. Also being lined up by three or four other cars, including his teammate Sam Mayer.
Yeah, Sam Mayer's right behind Jones. They're kind of locked to the outside there. Sammy Smith right in front of this group. Cole Custer works the middle of the racetrack down in turns one and two now. Exits goes right under that crossover bridge down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile. He's having a really good run in this stage in his Ford. Bottom of the racetrack, he goes back off turn four.
I know that Josh Williams was thinking, okay, I'll stay right here and I'll be the first car one lap down, and then Poole comes around and gets around Josh Williams and takes that spot away as Cole Custer goes high up in turn two here. This will be the last lap of stage two.
Here comes Cole Custer down the backstretch here at the Monster Mile. Gonna win this stage if he can just stay out of trouble for one more corner. Off of turn number four goes the 00 Ford for Cole Custer.
Cole Custer coming down to the stripe. He'll take the green and white checkered flag that signifies he's won the second stage in the Bet Rivers 200, his second stage win.
Four cars all knotted together, all battling for the runner-up spot.
Nobody giving an inch for that second spot. Here's Allgaier. He's out next to the wall. Austin Hill down at the bottom side of the racetrack. Now it looks like Allgaier's got the position. He'll grab that second spot. Sammy Smith, the man on the moon, trying to get up there and battle for the fourth position.
There is a nine-car traffic jam behind that battle for third. Austin Hill inside of Riley Herbst as they again climb the banking in turn number two.
Yeah, right now there's a roadblock in front of Custer, and he's really got to execute here well before he loses some time to Justin Allgaier trying to close that gap. He gets around Jesse Love now midway through three and four.
That was a bad lap for the race leader, Cole Custer. You could visually see Allgaier closing down the distance as they go across the stripe. The differential this time shrinks down to 0.8 seconds. That's as close as Allgaier's been.
But Custer's kind of got stuck on the top side of the racetrack right behind Ben Ginsberg, and Jesse Love kind of closes up that gap. That's the car in between. He in second place running Justin Allgaier. Now Custer tries to work to the top side.
And they go up the racetrack as well. Allgaier makes up a lot of ground as they exit turn four. Again, your leader, Cole Custer, mired in heavy traffic in turn one.
No, it's on now. Allgaier can clearly see the leader, and he's going to work. Bottom of the racetrack. Custer's going to get stuck on the outside again. Ben Ginsbergen, just as fast as Custer is. Now Custer gets free of Ben Ginsbergen. Bottom of the racetrack he goes, but Justin Allgaier is right there.
Custer down on the bottom of the racetrack. Right in behind him is Jesse Love. That's a lap car. Shane Van Gisbergen battles back to the outside. That boxes Custer up even more. He is trapped between the proverbial rock and the hard place. Now he's got to get around Josh Williams.
Allgaier right there in the mix now as they work down the backstretch. Custer tries to get underneath Shane Van Gisbergen, and Allgaier is right on the bumper of the leader off turn number four.
Three wide, Van Gisbergen in the middle as Cole Custer goes underneath him. Kyle Weatherman on the top side, and again, Allgaier picks up more ground.
The veteran's really got to pick his ground as Custer goes up to the top side of the racetrack, trying to get some grip up there, calling about four car lengths from first to second right now as they enter turn three and four. Down to the bottom of the racetrack goes Custer.
Quapples getting a push from teammate Sam Mayer, but Hill is able to hold on to the lead.
Austin Hill jumps out in front of the pack. Sheldon Creed goes with him. Carson Quapple kind of stuck in that third spot, racing side by side with Taylor Gray. Down the backstretch they come. Out in front. Big Country's got them in the wind now, down into turns three and four. It's Austin Hill leading the way. Sam Mayer looks underneath. Taylor Gray will try to slide down at the bottom of the racetrack. They get so close underneath the pedestrian bridge.
Taylor Gray bounces off the wall, holds on to the race car, no caution. Well, now we do get a caution flag as Taylor Gray bounces off the wall down the backstretch, and that brings out the caution flag. Austin Hill wants that lead back. He'll take it away from Creed. Bottom of the racetrack goes Austin Hill. Creed not giving it up yet. Driving hard into the corner. They stay door-to-door off of turn four.
As they exit the corner, come down to the stripe, only nine to go. They nearly touch again. It is Creed with a slight advantage on the outside. Hill again draws even in turn number one.
Carson Quaffle is right there. If anybody moves, he's going to challenge for the lead. Quaffle going to the bottom of the racetrack now. He rides in that third spot, door-to-door up front. Austin Hill wiggles just a little bit. Creed's going to get an advantage off four.
What a great battle between some guys that have got real history in Hill, and the battle right now is enjoined again. Here goes Quaffle. He dives to the inside. Momentarily the race leader.
Three Quaffle. Wide, and Quaffle has got the lead off of turn number two. Carson Quaffle challenges down the backstretch here in the number 88. Has got that lead. Austin Hill right there with him as they race off of turn four. Quaffle with the lead.
Sheldon Creed begins to fade just a bit. He's fallen back to the fourth spot. Here's Ryan Truex now. He's third and on the move.
Truex trying to work his way underneath at the bottom of the racetrack. Got Sam Mayer there to deal with. Up front, though, a half a car length separate Carson Quaffle in the lead from Austin Hill into turn three. Bottom of the racetrack they go. That bright blue 88 leads the way all four.
Half dozen laps to go for Carson Quaffle as he
trouble.
Leads.
Riley Hurts goes around over here right past the Geico restart zone. Comes to a rest. Cars scrambling. Everybody trying to get out of the way. And then another couple of cars get into it. A big pileup. Ryan Truex, the guy that won last year, has got an opportunity to win. You got Sheldon Creed. He's never won before in the series. And Sam Mayer, who knows how to get it done. Let's settle it up right now.
Carson Quaffle is the control car on the restart. Down on his inside, it's Ryan Truex. Green flag is in the air. Quaffle gets a great start as he gets a big shove from Sam Mayer. But they stay side by side as they roll into turn one. Quaffle on the outside. It's a dead heat with Truex into two.
Ryan Truex will not let go of that front row. He holds on tight. Quaffle to the outside. Truex to the bottom. Drives it in so deep. Now he's got the lead off four.
He pushes Quaffle up the racetrack. Truex takes the white flag.
Crash behind him. It's going to be Justin Allgaier, and it's going to bring out the yellow flag, and that will effectively end the race. And for the second year in a row, Ryan Truex comes to his home track, and he'll leave with the Miles Trophy.
All right, that's the way it played out last year here at the Monster Mile, and very exciting for Ryan Truex and a big win for him. We'll come right back to Dover after this.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally as he around the pack, managing to across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
William Byron battling for the lead here in the Work 400. He drives off at turn number four, and he's got the lead.
This is William Byron, driver of the number 24 for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Just like the plane, I flew in out at San Francisco. At one point, we were in a holding pattern, and that's where we're at here at Dover Motor Speedway.
Yeah, well, Uncle Chick's beard, Pat Patterson, makes his references to Uncle Chick's. He said, a dry Dover Motor Speedway looks like Uncle Chick's beard. It's a light gray. Well, it looks like he got a little Just for Men in it because it's darkened up a bit. And so a little bit of rain has come back. NASCAR has pulled the track drying equipment off of the racetrack. They're going to go refuel. They pulled them off because it was sort of a futile effort. Because just a little bit of rain coming down, they weren't doing anything with it. They were just burning kerosene out there in those jet trucks. A handful of umbrellas on pit road, a handful of people out there without umbrellas on pit road. So to your point, we're just sort of in a holding pattern as the sun continues to go down over Dover, Delaware.
Looking to our left where all the spotters were, they're gone. So I'm not sure what that means, but yeah. They're gone.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see what happens here in the next minute and a half or two as to what the decision might be as far as that goes here at Dover. But it's been a pretty exciting race day here. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Mark. Qualifying and practice rained out for the NASCAR Cup Series. They're on a new tire that is exclusive to Dover Motor Speedway. A couple of chases will start up front.
Yeah, Chase Briscoe on the outside, Chase Elliott on the inside. Of course, this via the metrics and the rule book. Christopher Bell will start third, Tyler Reddick fourth, William Byron fifth, sixth, Shane Van Gisbergen, Michael McDowell seventh, eighth, Joey Logano, the rest of the top ten, Ty Gibbs, Kyle Busch. And you see the guys that had problems at Sonoma way down in the running order. Kyle Larson 25th, Austin Cindric 26th. Keep going farther down the line. Ryan Blaney will take the green flag from 31st.
And that is more heavily weighted by last week's finish, 70%, and then 30% on car owner points. So Ryan Blaney had that unfortunate incident. He and Chris Buescher were just racing hard in the left-hand turn one before they go up the hill at Sonoma. And Chris Buescher's car just gave up a little bit of grip. And he got into Blaney, and Blaney was actually stuck in the grass with his car pointed skyward and ended up with a bad finish. Kyle Larson, his incident coming off of turn 4A, a right-hander. And, he just got swung wide and had a pretty decent hit there as well.
Just hard to believe Ryan Blaney, 7 DNFs now this season. He came out for a while but wound up not finishing that race. And it was kind of odd. He kind of got ditched when he got off into the grass at the Exeter Turn 1. You know, there was a ditch.